The squeal tells you it's Pig Radio, KPIG 107.5 FM Freedom, and KPYG 94.9 FM Cayucas, California.
The death penalty. Good grief. How can we make something so simple as killing another human being so complicated and so expensive? Currently, somebody sentenced to death in California will probably spend 20 years before the execution is carried out. There will be appeals and repeals and new lawyers and all the rest of the things, plus the general bureaucratic failure to keep things going on a process that is as complicated as our current legal status. And so the result is that we spend huge amounts of money on people that we do not intend to keep alive in probably pretty lousy conditions. I mean, I don't know what death row looks like in San Quentin, but I'm pretty sure that the cells that they're in have not been really renovated since the 1950s and are not particularly comfortable, although what is comfort when you're locked up in a cell anyway? But death row. Why death row at San Quentin? Why San Quentin, for that matter? I mean, if the state of California is in as much financial trouble as it currently appears to be, and we are under federal court order to do something about reducing our prison population, or the feds will take over running it for us, in that circumstance, seems to me that San Quentin is surplus property. Seems you could put an awful lot of high-dollar real estate up for sale if you took over the prison grounds at San Quentin on the far side, on the Marin County side of the bridge. And why do we have death row at San Quentin anyway? Why? What is it? Well, for one thing, we now have to have death row close and approximate to the death chamber, the formerly gas chamber, where we used to fill the airtight space with gas and cause the prisoner to strangle. Huh. Lovely. So now we're more modern, and we use a series of injections which first knock the prisoner out and then kill him. And it's supposed to be more humane, and one presumes that it is to some degree true. But it no longer requires you to walk from your cell to some predetermined point of execution. Hey, you could roll a gurney in and do you in your own cell. For that matter, you could do it in a side room outside the courthouse. The process of having physically to kill somebody in the name of the state has gotten much simpler and certainly less expensive. And what about death row? Here we are in this fiscal crisis, can't get a budget, getting ready to pay the state in IOUs, and Governor Schwarzenegger wants $62 million to build a new death row for California. Which arguably, you know, if we were to sell off San Quentin for real estate, we'd have to put someplace. But why death row? Why do you have to lock up all the prisoners to be executed in one place? God knows California's got plenty of maximum security cells available from Pelican Bay all the way down to the back end of the old Vandenberg Air Force Base in Southern California. There are plenty of full security prisons in case somebody should try and break out before we kill them. Just seems to me that it's time to look at the whole question of the death penalty in terms of whether it can be justly applied and whether or not it's worth the trouble if we do want to kill somebody for vengeance over whatever they did. I don't know the answer, but I do know the $62 million question. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.